007, James Bond, Roger Moore. I hope you like my set. It's modelled on the lobby of a top international hotel. And, for the first time ever on a chat show, a beautiful fountain. But first, up there in their musical mezzanine, let's get to know my resident house band, Glen Ponder and Chalet. Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, Glen Ponder, Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, Chalet, Great to have you aboard, Glen.
Well, it's great to be here. And we're really looking forward to it.
Sorry? Glen Ponder. Glen Ponder and Chalet.
And you, have a good time.
Well, it's time to meet my first guest now, after I've done her introduction now. Now, Red Rum, Desert Orchid, Black Beauty, Shergar and Mr. Red. What have they got in common? Well, they're all celebrity horses. My first guest is not a celebrity horse, she's a celebrity who rides a horse. There's no finer way to start my series than in the company of world championship winning lady show jumping horse legend, Sue Lewis! Got a quick whiff of your perfume there, that's nice. Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, Sue Lewis. Right, now. Horses. People say a dog is like its owner. Is a horse like its rider?
I don't know.
Can you speak up a bit?
I don't know.
You don't think there's any resemblance? You don't think you look like a horse?
I hope not.
Speak up!
I hope not.
Can we turn the fountain off, please? Sorry, Sue. Thank you. The idea of the fountain was to represent a fountain of knowledge, you know, to symbolise the show. Now, Sue.
It looks lovely.
It is. Well, it costs £2,000. £2,000 to be there. That's, by the way, that's the kind of thing you'll be seeing throughout the series. Lots of money spent on expensive items. Now, you won the hearts of the British public when last year you trotted off with the World Championship.
Yes.
How did that feel?
Oh, great.
Really?
Really great.
Right, yeah. And was your horse, Joie de Vivre, was he aware of the excitement?
Oh, yes.
Did you give him a treat afterwards?
Yes.
What? did you go up and tickle his belly? Yeah, no, actually, that's a dangerous area. I'm thinking of that man with the dolphin. let's move on to the anecdotes. Do the anecdote. Do it now.
Well, all it was that when you transport a horse to an event in a horse box, you have to do it very carefully, and it takes a lot of time and effort and so on. Yeah. The owner of Joie de Vivre, Maxwell Henderson, was driving us up...
Sorry, can you just get to the bit about the horse box on the road.
Right. We were driving up the motorway. Yeah. And
she was driving on the motorway with this man in a car. Sorry, I'm doing the story for you. Please tell me.
We were driving up the motorway, and Maxwell decided he needed a drink, so we stopped off at some shops in Newbury.
Right, sorry, Sue, can I just interrupt you? I've just been told that Roger Moore has just passed Heston Services and should be with us very soon. Sorry, Sue, carry on.
I forgot where I was. Where was I?
I've absolutely no idea. But that's not working. Abandon that. Go on to the other
side. I remember.
All right, go back.
Right. We stopped at some shops in Newbury so that Maxwell could get a drink, a cup of tea or something. I wanted to buy something to read.
Right, so you bought a book.
So I bought a book. And the point is that it was a very small bookshop. And they were catering for a sort of mass audience.
Be quicker.
So I went in and I bought a book. And when I was going back out to where the horse was...
That's not quick. She bought a book. She got in the car.